Let's pray together, shall we? Father, we thank you that today we celebrate you empowering your people. And we pray today, Lord, that you will re-empower us. And as I speak, Lord, may you move. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow. Do you know God loves you and me so, so much? He has such a passion for you. And do you know you have so much potential? God is committed to seeing you completely flourishing. He wants to be involved in your life so that you can flourish and so that you can meet that full potential for which you have been created. Do you know, God longs. If you look at the landscape, you'll see God again and again choosing a partnership with his people in order to fulfill what he wants to do upon the earth. Jacob wrestled with God, said, I want your blessing, Lord. And then through Jacob, an extraordinary blessing poured out. Actually, we are still the beneficiaries of this. Moses encountered God in the burning bush and set a whole nation free through the power of God. Samson, the Spirit of God came upon him in power, and he defeated enemies that were around him. Elisha, the great prophet of the people of God, following on after Elijah, said, I cannot do and be what I'm meant to be without the power of God, without the mantle of God's presence coming upon me. And he saw that come down and then was a great and powerful nation shaker for God. Mary encountered the power of God and she conceived Jesus. Jesus' baptism, the Spirit of God came upon him and he set us free. And now we come to the disciples. The disciples waiting in this upper room, like you and like me. We've been waiting in our rooms, as it were, to be unlocked, to be set free. What a great time this is, because God wants to say to us, I believe, that the Spirit has come to set us free. Each one of us is made for great potential, for great God-moving potential. We've got that within us. And that potential is only fulfilled, your great calling is only fulfilled when the Spirit of God comes and lives within inside you. And God wants you and he wants me to be on fire for him. He wants us to be enlivened by his presence. Therefore, the question we need to ask ourselves today is if I've got great potential and if I'm meant to be here for a purpose, how can I reach that true potential? Because by the sweat of our brow, we will not reach that full potential. How can we become all that we have meant to be upon this earth? How can I position myself that I can be who I'm called to be? And let me tell you, you're called to be a child of God, empowered by his presence. So three quick things I want to look at, if I may, this Pentecost Sunday. How can we reach our potential? Well, first of all, we start by being hungry for God. We start to reach our God-given potential by increasing our hunger. Do you know it's all about passion? What are you passionate for? Are you passionate for the Lord? Because what we hunger for will really reveal that which we desire. And you know, we're meant to desire nothing but the Lord. My soul thirsts for the living God. That great psalmist wrote that saying. Do you know, the disciples were told to wait by Jesus, but wait with expectation, wait with hunger, and wait with a thirst for God. Jesus had promised them the Holy Spirit, and that was the very thing that they called and cried out for. And I want to say to us, friends, if you cry out for the Holy Spirit, He will come. Do you know, when I first came to church, when I first came to my faith in the Lord, I came with doubt. But do you know, the Lord met me in my doubt because He saw that I had a hunger for Him. I went on an Alpha course and I saw these people come alive in the room around me as they encountered the powerful presence of God, His love, His power. And I saw it and I said, I want that. That's what my soul desires. And each one of us has a desire for the presence of God. And yet we fill it with so many other things. But let me tell you, if you wait on God, He will come. In the same way that if you wait at a bus stop, a bus will come. If you wait on God, He will come. His powerful presence will come because He sees someone hungry for Him. You know, friends, if your hunger has somewhat got a bit stale, or you've forgotten what the presence of God is like, or maybe you've never encountered it before, do you know if you pray to be made hungry, Lord, make me hungry, He will make you hungry. And the great thing is He will satisfy that hunger with His very self. So pray, friends. Your potential in God is in direct relation to your hunger for Him. Secondly, if we hunger for Him, we must hunger for Him with the right spirit. We must be humble. Listen to the words that Peter said all around this time of Pentecost. He said, "Repent and believe in Jesus Christ, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you, for your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom our Lord will call." Do you know the Lord's calling you? The Lord's calling me. But the key is repentance. Lord, I just don't get this right. Would you set me free from my pride and my stubbornness and my thinking I've got it right all the time? I want a humble and contrite spirit. The Lord wants to fill you. Peter writes again a little bit later. He's speaking to another crowd of people and he says this: repent that times of refreshing may come. The Message version says this: turn to God so that He may pour out showers of blessing upon you. You know, what a great thing. Who doesn't want showers of blessing upon their life? Everybody wants to be blessed. The key is a repentant, humble heart. That is what encourages the blessing of God. If you ask, He will answer. Do you know at that that time when I was so hungry for the presence of God that I wanted it, I realized that there were things that I needed to say sorry for. I didn't feel worthy, and you know, we aren't worthy, but God has made us worthy in Jesus. And so a friend of mine said, well, what do you want? I said, I want God. And he said, well, why didn't you say that to him? And as I looked to the heavens, as I sort of looked up, I opened my life and I said, Lord, you know me and you know the things I've done wrong. Lord, I'm so sorry. Would you cleanse me from it all? And Lord, I pray, Lord, and in the place of where my hunger is, Lord, I know I'm unworthy, but will you come and fill me? And I want to say to us today, if you pray like that, the Lord will come. He will cleanse you, and showers of blessing will come upon you because of what Jesus has done for you. So we must hunger for the Lord. We must be humble. And thirdly, we must be willing to host him. Do you know, when you invite someone to your house for dinner, you expect them to come. But you prepare the house. You're willing to host someone, and then you set your focus and your energies upon the person that you are hosting. And the same is with us. If we are to change this world, if we're to reach our full potential, we must be ready to prepare ourselves to host the very presence of the living God. The baptism and infilling of the Holy Spirit is vital for the life in God. Without him, we can do nothing. With him, we can change the world in him. You know, the biblical evidence is that the early church did nothing without the Spirit of God, but with the Spirit of God, they changed everything. The presence of God came powerfully again and again and again. And you know, friends, I think we sell the church short if we try and do this God thing without God. The sad thing is that when the Spirit of God is not given room, religion and ritual take its place. We become more fixated on the symbols than we do on the Spirit. And friends, we want the Spirit more than the symbols. We want to encounter God's presence, don't we? Do you know, the church and you and I are a bit like this lighter. Do you know, this lighter here is a good thing, but it's just made of plastic and of metal. Do you know, it's no good for trying to open a door with or trying to crack something open, because it'll just be cracked itself. And so often our lives are like that. We so often try and get on with the things of life without realizing that the things of life are nothing without the author of life. And within us is so much potential. When God comes to choose to dwell within us, he comes to bring his fire. In the same way that this lighter is meant to host fire and set things on fire, so you and I are meant to host the fiery presence of God. We become that which we were intended to be from the very beginning, on fire for God. And many of us can so often let the fire go out. But the good news is this: If you ask to be reignited, you will be. God will come again and again. Because Pentecost is not a one-off event. This is something for us for today, for now. God wants to reanimate us. He wants to set us on fire. He wants to bring you to your full potential. And all it requires is for us to ask. In the way that those disciples did. Lord, come, fill me with your empowering presence. Jesus knew that in his humanity he could do nothing. But in his baptized humanity, his filled with the Holy Spirit humanity, he could change the world, and he did. And in that same way, Jesus is calling you and me not to be saviors of the world, because Jesus has done that, but actually to be fully human means to be fully on fire for him. The church is meant to be the meeting place. You and I are supposed to host the intersection between the heavenly realms and this broken world. Today, this Pentecost Sunday, God wants to set you on fire. He wants to overflow from your life into the world and set that world on fire. Heal it up and set it free because of what Jesus is in you and what the Spirit is doing in you. You are a beacon of hope and life and light to this world. God's potential in you is to change the world around you. You are called to be a neighborhood changer and a world changer as well. Today, that Holy Spirit that was poured out is longing to fill you. Will you allow him to do that? Peter said that this hope is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, for all who call on the name of the Lord. And so right now, wherever you are, God wants to meet you. Let's pray. And let's expect him with hunger, with humility, and with a willingness to host the presence of God. Let's pray that he comes and sets us on fire once more. So let's pray. Father, I pray now that you will come and meet my brothers and sisters wherever they are. That your fire will come. That you will burn away, Lord, all that's not right. And maybe you want to pray a prayer of sorry to God, of repentance, of humility before him. So do that now. And then, maybe for some of us, we're not quite hungry. We're a bit sort of jaded. I pray especially for you that you will know a fresh hunger. Lord, will you stir hunger within their hearts right now? Stir a passion, Lord, in their hearts. Come, Holy Spirit, fire us up. And I pray now, Lord, that you will come. Lord, and envelop us in your love. It's often when the Spirit comes, we have a new encounter and understanding of how much we are loved by God. Come, Holy Spirit, show us afresh your love. And Lord, in the same way, Lord, that you set those disciples on fire and sent them out into the world, Lord, I pray now that you would come and empower us to live, to work, to move, and to bring the hope of Jesus and the power of your Spirit to the places where we work and the places, Lord, where you want to move. In Jesus' name.